Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
"I'm moving to Canada" has been the war cry of many a leftist in the United States who has got slightly upset. And, well, it's continuing.
It's funny because I saw the migration statistics from the US to Canada, and very, very, very few people did migrate to Canada.
Yeah, I mean, the absolute state of Canada right now. I still can't get over what's happening to Jordan Peterson, just as a side note before we get into this. Like, the fact that he retweeted something and now he's under investigation for his own profession. Like, he used to teach clinical psychologists how to do their job. And the association's like, yeah, you can't teach people anymore.
You're under investigation for Twitter crimes.
Anyway.
That's literally what it is, though, isn't it? It's just like, yeah, because of what you say on Twitter, we're going to investigate your capability to practice as a clinical psychologist, because, of course, those two things.
Because you retweeted the opposition leader. It's such a minor... Anyway, but getting into the actual topic, start off just promoting What Is a Woman on the LotusNews.com website, because, well, this is what the debate is again about, which is that trans women in the United States are having to flee. They're all moving to Canada or wherever this time, because they're not going to, are they?
Hopefully they can find an answer to this question, because I, for one, have been kept up late at night trying to figure out what a woman is. I've still not been able to figure it out.
If we go to the next one here, we can see basically this is the situation every year. Something happens that makes an American left winger slightly upset, and they're like, "I'm leaving. I was always allowed. I'm coming back." I looked at their website, and it's more difficult than I thought, which is I have to fill in some paperwork. Can't do that. Too busy eating crayons. And we'll go to the news of local people in the United States who are shouting this time about how they're going to leave. Some trans people are prepared to flee the US and seek asylum abroad. Right,
this is one of those articles where they've spoke to like two people who are just anecdotally saying, "Yeah, I'm going to leave."
Oh, it was three.
And then probably won't. Oh, it's three.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, colour me surprised.
Quote, "All you need to do is look at the news and see how bad it's going to get." Ryan Wilcott, a 50-year-old transgender woman, has been repeatedly researching ways to flee the United States. He's from the United States, but with physical attacks against transgender and non-binary people on the rise, lawmakers targeting transgender people with increasing draconian legislation that criminalizes their very existence, Wilcott is worried.
I'm not sure if this was fake news or not, but I remember seeing statistics that actually transgender people are less likely to be attacked than a normal person.
Yeah.
That might be the UK. I can't remember whether it is the US or the UK.
No, it's probably almost certainly true. And even not, it will be about the same. And even not, it'll be nothing. You live in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get tits if you have them. Anyway. it's just things can never be better for such people. Anyway, Wilco is claiming the asylum in Iceland. At least that's what he's planning on doing. He's not actually going to do it, but he's planning. The country he visited last summer and considers more accepting and safer than the United States. And he felt being a trans was non-issue whilst there. Although currently lacking any clarity around whether or not it's even possible for a transgender US citizen to claim asylum elsewhere. And an expert told Vice News it's unlikely. Because it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, of course. The US is a relatively safe country as long as you're not in an urban area.
Yeah, but if like trans rights... It's one of the safest countries on earth for that. Make a map of we've made it many a times.
I still don't know.
Of racism.
They're claiming to be persecuted. I don't know what by. Like,
people don't agree with me.
The laws are basically bending over backwards for them.
Yeah. Like, if you turn up in Iceland and you're going to go to the local government, I think it's like the Prime Minister's house, it's just a house. You can go knock on the window. It's quite funny, actually.
Well, it is a country with a citizenry that is... smaller than some of our cities, right?
Yeah, but during
300,000 or so.
The 2008 financial crisis, like, people just went down to his house and knocked on the windows and were like, "What are you doing?
Go do some work.
You've ruined the country. He's just in the office like, leave me alone. I'm eating lunch.
That must be like the worst country to be the prime minister when you just get people knocking on your door like, hey, do some politics.
Just shout swear words out. Anyway, but this is the thing. You turn up in Iceland, knock on his window. Be like, hello, want asylum? And you're like, what? I'm eating lunch. And the claim is going to be, well, people in America disagree that I'm a woman. And he's going to look at you and go, I can see why. Anyway, it's not going to go well. You can't claim asylum for this from the United States. It's nonsense. Quote, all you need to do is look at the news and see how bad it's getting in the country, Wilgo said. We're accused of being paedophiles and grooming children. We're being accused of social contagion that makes every child think they're in the queer community. And that's the farthest from the truth, says this individual.
Oh, yeah. No instances of that happening.
No, none whatsoever. You're actually all angels. You're not human. You're actually angels. You're the best people ever. Nothing bad ever happens. Yeah, no, you're humans and you should be treated as such. But the claim here of social contagion, well, there is some data on this. And the UK just produced it, which is the census finally came out in this regard to the Alphabet community. And if you click on the left there, well, the first thing to note is that Alphabet's basically no one. Just to start with that. I mean, even when we get down into the trans stuff, it's next to no one.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise being made over very, very few people.
There are more pagans than there are non-binary people in England.
I imagine there might be some overlap there.
Yeah, we'll go to the next image on that one, because the thing is, you'll note that there is clusters of where transgender people exist, and it's always environment, not genetics, that seems to be the determining factor. Funny that, as you can see in here, in London, it's double the rate of anywhere else in the country.
Strange.
Yeah.
Because it's also a bit weird to go to London, of all places, where there's quite a healthy Middle Eastern contingent that won't treat you quite as hospitably as the native British. Of course, it's a big place, but you're inevitably going to come across these people, whereas you could live elsewhere and it objectively be safer for you.
Yeah, but there's also just maps of like, where is it? And it's all the big cities. That's the only place that experience this at much higher rates than the rest of the country. Which, I don't know about you, but that tells me that there's no baby I was born this way about it. Mm-hmm. It seems to entirely...
Well, I mean, it's possible, but I don't think it's likely that they're drawn to big cities like moths to flame. But I think it's more that they're a product of big cities rather than vice versa.
Seems to be the environment. Anyway, back to the article. So Wilgo first considered leaving the United States entirely in the summer of 2022, shortly after Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Oh yeah, that matters to you, doesn't it, as a man?
Yeah. Yeah, not sure how that affects him. They write, because of course they keep calling it she. She was on vacation in Iceland when the decision came down, and people who knew her as an advocate started calling her to express their concerns that the Supreme Court would target LGBTQ rights next. Okay, so this might relate to him. These concerns were warranted. In his conclusion of the opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas welcomed legal challenges to marriage equality. Again, how does that affect him?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, you can still get like civil partnerships where you still have the same legal protected rights.
No, but even if he is a woman, and he's going to marry a man.
Oh, I see what... Yeah, well...
Anyway.
I get what you're getting at. It's all too confusing, isn't it?
Yeah. It was while she was fielding these phone calls that Wilgo stumbled into the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees guidelines on refugee status based on sexual and gender orientation. Quote, I was like, wait a minute, it's crazy, Wilgo remembers thinking. I think I actually can declare asylum because I'm trans. She currently is reaching out to LGBTQ organizations in European countries to learn more about the options that exist for her and people like her that she hopes to flee. Yeah. No, it's not true. You won't be successful because you're not actually fleeing anything. Like, there are comments about, like, right-wingers fleeing the West and going to Hungary, and that's actually possible because the Hungarian government said so, because they said, yeah, no, we understand. You are actually facing criminal punishment for your opinions in the West, and that is true in England, at least, and in Canada, so...
Good for them for actually recognising it. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, well, that's real, whereas I'm trans, I'm fleeing the US isn't, because if we go to a map for a moment... This is a map of Europe. Countries that require mental health diagnoses in legal gender recognition, for example. Funnily enough, not a whole lot of options. Yeah, most of the world does not believe this. It's an entirely almost a Western phenomenon. Outside of that, good luck. And even within most of the EU, they're like, yeah, nah, mate.
It does make me glad that trans people, I don't feel right calling them that, but, you know, those people refer to England and the UK more broadly as Turf Island. Because they'll never claim
world,
asylum.
Like,
Turf World.
Well, even Iceland.
The worst theme park ever.
Actually, that'd be funny. I'd love to go to that. Posey, what are you doing? Set up a theme park.
They just nag you in the lines constantly.
But you can see the person was like, yeah, I'm going to move to Iceland. It's like, yeah, good luck with that. It's in the red on this map. Anyway, I also thought we'd just check in with non-binary gender recognition globally. Yeah, there you are.
It's a pretty empty map, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically bits of the Anglosphere and then some outliers.
What's going on in India? Like,
oh yeah, because they have like weird religious reasons for this, just like the West has its weird religious reasons for this.
That's true.
There we are. We go back to Vice, because Vice also say that they're all fleeing England as well. So you can't come here. We're full, mate.
Oh no.
Trans people say they're leaving England because of non-stop transphobia. Oh no, what's happened? The UK government's decision to block a Scottish law making it easier to change gender. Yeah, non-stop. I mean, you really can't even, like, I don't know, turn on the radio.
This isn't exactly persecution, is it? They're stopping us easily changing our gender.
A new law was proposed. The government didn't vote for it. So nothing's changed, but all of a sudden it's literally impossible to live here. All right, then. Yeah. One person here says they're moving to Belgium. Okay. I transitioned in the UK during a successful career in finance. As a result, I noticed how quickly people treat you differently once you cross the transition line. I thought that was the point. I thought becoming a woman was the point. So you would be treated... Whatever. Nobody understands the reality of living as a transgender person in England. There is a complete blackout of any positive trans reporting. Have you ever checked on the BBC? Anything
are
that
they
hits,
blind?
Anything like, that hits the mainstream is 99% negative.
Are they insane?
Yes. I think,
I read the news pretty much all day, every day. That is not true.
There is always some story about the heroic alphabet individual doing this today. I remember reading a story was about the LGBT like gardeners or something.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having sex with the plants? No?
It's not relevant. I'm pretty sure if a trans person drank water, there'd be a BBC puff piece talking about how brave they are.
I think we could get Titania McGrath to do that. Anyway, we make up a tiny part of the population. Yeah, a real tiny part. Yeah, there are so many negative articles about trans people every day in UK newspapers.
Because you won't shut up.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a mad debate about whether or not you should be able to enter the opposite sex's spaces. And in which case, yeah, there's going to be stories. But if you didn't demand that, then there wouldn't be a story. Why would there? The constant negativity has affected my life. I'm constantly looking over my shoulder for newspapers. The majority of trans people won't even report incidents to the police now because they know that the police will be the last people to stand up for them. Have you seen UK police? Let's go to the next one here.
I mean, we went to the Swindon Pride Parade, didn't we? And saw a bunch of police with the rainbow gear posing for photos.
The rainbow unicorn on top of the police car.
Yeah, I've never seen so many police in Swindon in one place than at that parade.
Yeah.
Just outed ourselves as well as going there, but never mind.
No, I was reporting. It was a fact-finding mission, lads.
I swear.
We found a lot of balls and skirts, annoyingly. So,
oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
That was real.
Yeah, we did have an unfortunate view of something.
Yeah, some guy climbing up the stairs in big strides, which was not pretty. Anyway, but here's the UK police. I don't know, if you just scroll on this, I guess, just to make the point. I'll read the quote out again as you're scrolling. The police are the last people to stand up for them. The last people.
Didn't they get caught out for paying inordinate amounts of money for the LGBTQI, the alphabet acronym stuff?
Yeah. I mean, millions. I think just on the gear here, every year it's several million. Never mind the training, which is the brainwashing.
That could be quite a few more police officers, couldn't it? It could be quite a few thefts sorted out, yeah, solved, or assaults prevented, lots of things.
The last people to stand up for the alphabet community. Yeah, anyway, we'll go to what they did most recently, which there was a guy who mocked these flags, and the police sent him a threatening letter saying you have to come for a voluntary interview.
You have to do it, but it's voluntary.
It's a voluntary, mandatory, full-A semi-automatic police interview. And we'll end it off with just Stonewall is still getting money as well, if you go to this one. It was like $3 million before. It's now $1.2 million from the government.
$1.2 million too many.
Yep. I mean, hats off to Liz Truss, who did actually, she has significantly defunded them. They now are in the red every year.
Hooray. One good thing that Liz Truss did.
They should be, even on this, bankrupt within 3 months. 3 years. But we should take the rest of it away, because they don't deserve any of it. Why the hell are they getting my money?
They don't deserve any, yeah.
Mm. And we'll end this off with just some more points about how this person's like the UK's basically unlivable. It's not like you can put on state TV and just find this, for example.
This is BBC Radio 4, right?
Yeah. In which they're talking about how this person doesn't want to be buried as the wrong gender.
If you're...
To quote Douglas Murray, I'm worried about being buried.
Yeah.
Don't give
if you're worried about the consequences of your decisions after you're dead, I feel like you're in a pretty good position in life, aren't you? If that's your main priority.
Most privileged person on earth to be spending your time fantasizing about things and that to be your main concern. And the last thing to do as well, which is going back full circle to the MP debate, there you have it. Every politician in the opposition is just endlessly talking about how much they love you and want to give you more rights. It doesn't matter if those rights trample on anyone else's rights. It doesn't matter. Just give them more. It's a right, trust me. Free Ferrari rights for everyone. Anyway, that's that. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium videos we do, this one on interest rates and how the lever is broken. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.